Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about She's the Love of My Life. Well, let's go. Yes, you'd be surprised how many people believe that logic. Happy life, happy wife. Yes, that's so stupid. Or is it happy wife, happy life? Oh, you know what I mean. Yes, women, they just try to be your slave masters. They try to control you, manipulate you, so you do whatever they want with you. Yes, because they don't see you as a human being. They just see you as a utility, as something to be used, exploited. Yes, nobody in this world see men as human beings. They just see us as a commodity. Yes, but you see other people as objects, and that's so fucking bad, right? But it's okay when they objectify us, right? So dumb. Yeah, there's nothing that this chick did was wrong, right? It was her pussy that made her do this thing. Yes. Is this fair? No, it's not. It says,
I got caught cheating off my mind with this motherfucker. And my man left me and refused to pay the rent this month.
Yes, why would a guy pay for someone else to fuck you? No, if you're not my chick, I ain't paying you fuck. So, too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. Next.
I went to the guy who I was messing around with and asked, could he loan me the money for my rent until I get my income taxes?
Yeah, the guy that was putting semen deposit inside of you is not gonna deposit no greenbacks into your bank account. Yes, you thought your pussy was so magical that you make your boyfriend pay for your rent and make this guy stay too, huh? Oh yes, you thought you could have two for one, right? Yeah, two dicks for the price of one. You're a bitch. Fuck you.
The motherfucker!
Yes, on his fucking defense, he would be a motherfucker if you have a child, so yeah, do you have a kid or not? If not, shut up, bitch.
The motherfucker really had the nerve to say, my financial struggle isn't his problem!
Well, it isn't. You were just a side piece, or he was a side piece, so he did what he did, so fuck you, bitch.
This is so messed up because I wouldn't be in this situation.
No, you wouldn't be in this situation if you would have closed your legs, you dumb whore, but whatever, right?
If it wasn't for his broke motherfucker!
No, you're just stupid. You thought you could control these guys because your pussy was magic. But it turned out that it wasn't. It was just a smelly, dirty piece of fucking flesh. Too bad.
This is so messed up.
No, you're messed up because you wanted to cheat and fucking have your cake too. So fuck you.
Because I wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for his broke motherfucker.
No, bitch, your pussy had a fucking itch and you asked some other dude to scratch. And your boyfriend found out, so he fucking got rid of you. Yes, that's what you do to with trash. You throw it away. Just saying.
I would have still had my man and my stability.
Yes, because you're a dirty whore and you thought you control everybody with that magic pussy. It was ironclad and they wouldn't run away. But they did, so eat that, bitch.
The fact I have to suffer because all I did was love another man is so unfair.
No, what's unfair that this guy was paying for you and you're fucking everyone. Yes, who the hell wants to take care of the town bicycle? Yeah, so fuck you, bitch.
It's sad that these men don't know how to be men anymore.
And women don't know how to be women anymore. They know how to be prostitutes, but that's not what guys want. You know, but it is your pussy and you're gonna do whatever the hell you want because that's what everyone thinks, that women can do no wrong, but reality is saying otherwise, correct? Yeah. Anywho.
And I'm being there for us women during hard times.
No, the hard time is with the one you were riding on, you dumb bitch. And you think this guy's gonna subsidize your fucking prostitution? No. If you're gonna fuck somebody supposed to be your boyfriend or your husband, yes, you think you could fuck other guys? Hey, if the guy gives you permission, that's another thing. But I doubt if this guy gave you permission. And if a guy gives you permission, then fucking A, something's wrong in that relationship, seriously. But moving on. Yes, now we're gonna go to another bitch. She's unhinged, so she's unhinged. Yes, this lovely lady thinks she could find herself somebody special on these dating sites, but let's find out, right? It says,
my hinge date left mid-movie.
I wonder why, you psycho bitch. Let's find out. You know what? I think the guy wrote this, not the chicks. Oopsie poopsie. Anyways. pretty much the title. We met up at the movie theater to watch this new horror movie called Together, which she suggested to watch. Oh yes, this bitch wanted you to watch a horror movie with her. I guess she wants something exciting. Let's find out. This was after she had to reschedule our dinner date last Friday. I wonder why. Let's see. I know the movie dates are bad first dates. Anyways, we chat for a little during the previews. Really? What the hell did you talk about? Sunshines and rainbows? Probably stupid shit, knowing how women are. And then proceed to watch the movie. Okay. I didn't make any advances. Not that you can do much in a public theater anyways. LOL. Bullshit. I know when I used to go in there, I used to be like a fucking octopus. Yeah. Hey, you stick your hands where you can. And the chick will push you away if she doesn't want it, right? But usually, they do. Well, that was back in the day. Now women are just toxic as fuck. Just saying. 30 minutes into the movie, she tells me she has to go to the bathroom. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Let's find out. I wait like 10 minutes, then text her there where she went, no response. And then the rest is history. Yes, you were so fucking boring. Well, maybe the movie was boring, and she dipped out on you. You know what? Probably Chad or Tyrone called her and said, hey, let's fuck. And she goes, okay. And then... she took off and left you with your penis fucking dry. Why is me? Hey man, it happens. If this chick would have was doing all this bullshit in the beginning, rescheduling all that, maybe that was the sign telling you not to ask her out, just leave her alone. Yeah, once women start doing their bullshit, you better off cutting them off because, fucking headaches, man. Well, it's up to you, right? I finished up the movie because I wasn't gonna let my ticket go to waste. Good for you, man. At least he did that. But this was also kinda a sting to my ego. Well, yeah, you probably look like a dork and this chick just chose you as a plan B. And now that the main guy showed up, dumped your ass and went with him. Yeah, that's how women do it. They don't give a shit about you. So guess what? You shouldn't give a shit about them. Just friendly advice. At the same time, I'm not hurt because disrespectful people will be disrespectful. Yes, guy. Chicks do shit like that, and you shouldn't care. That's why when a woman does her stupid shit, you should just do your shit, too. Because women don't care. And then it's just one and done. So don't ever talk to this chick again. I'm sure she will because she's gonna get bored and she thinks that you're a fucking lameoid. But you do you, boo. So, yeah. Yeah, you need to concentrate in leveling up, because soon it's going to be harder and harder. The powers that be are doing some foul-ass shit, so you need to get better. So yeah, take it from me. Don't be a lame-o like these people. Okay? Get stronger, and then when the time comes, we could shine. Alright, friends? Well, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.